Well, over the years, you embraced several different ideologies. How do you define yourself presently, politically?
Well, I'm a communist, a Marxist. I've been that for a while. That's part of my problem. But to say that is one thing. To say how you want to see that go about is another thing. You know what I mean? I do not believe in a world revolution. I do not believe that the United States government can be overthrown by force. Maybe in some years to come, but not now. I believe that people need to understand what you're talking about when you say Marxism, Leninism. I don't think they know what you mean. But see, that's the problem. In the 60s, when you have people like Nkrumah, Mohamed Babu, Cabral, Touré, see, that didn't sound as weird, you understand? Yes. Because they had guns in their hand, they were fighting these people. But remember, they took all them people out. And you got a neo-colonial group of Africans in power. You know, there might be some that might be brilliant and hidden, but those people, you know, Nereres and those people, Cabral and Nkrumah, that was a brilliant group of people, you see. And their understanding of what Marxism was and how to use that in terms of the African world was something that we should have learned.
One last question.
Yeah.
What does a revolutionary people's art movement look like?
Well, now it looks like communicating with these people that they have to do something. You know, that this Obama thing is a watershed, and that now that these Republicans got back in there like this, they let you know that the struggle continues. So that we lose too much energy talking about what imperialism is not doing when we know it ain't gonna do it. We knew that from before. Our reading should have told us that. The question is, what will you do? So if we know that we're in 27 cities, I'm talking about Afro-American people, if we know that we're in 27 cities, what links those cities up? Do we know? You know? And that is what we have to do. How do you link up those cities? How do you get the intellectuals and the working class cooperating on some projects? You know? Now, Raz has got a kind of a young, flexible, but fairly strong organization. But the problem is that these people, they spent $2 million to beat him in the last election. In one...
That's just for a council seat.
Yeah, one ward. He spent $2 million to defeat a councilman candidate in one ward. And that's what he can expect. You know, you have to expect that they're going to focus their resources on getting rid of you. So what it should mean is that we have to organize ourselves against that possibility. But Raz has a great following here, you know, people raging at Booker, celebrating Raz.
But as an art form, what does it look like? What does a revolutionary people's art form look like?
It would be a mass produced kind of art that talks about the things that everybody is concerned about, you know. The things that people are concerned about. What are we concerned about? I mean, all of these things like unemployment swap for the rich people's tax cut. What is that? How do we express that to people so they understand that? You understand? How do we explain who the Tea Party is so that people know? You know? See, the thing is, a lot of us got spoiled with the black and white thing because that's easy. But classes and class struggle is more difficult. Because you have a lot of black people. Did you see this guy who's now got elected in Florida? This Negro, Tea Party guy. He's a guy, he was a lieutenant colonel in the Army, in the Marines. He got put out with no charges for shooting a gun next to this Iraqi's head. Pow, he put the gun up to his head. He got elected in Florida. And he had all this negative stuff to say about, you know, Obama and so forth and so forth. But Afro-Americans have changed. You see, you understand what I'm saying? See, we're not the same people. We're not in the 50s, like these pictures I got on the wall and fighting in the South. We're not that. You know, this is different. You know, so here's a guy who's a graduate congressman, a black congressman from Florida, who represents the far right. You know what I mean? And that's what you're going to deal with. You've got a whole lot of Negroes now, over there, 20-some that ran in Republican tickets. You know, there's a bunch of them. We have changed You know what? We better be cognizant of what that is. The idea of some of these people, man, like, I remember Danny Glover, who was out in California. I see Danny Glover hanging around the theater every night. I say, man, why are you hanging around this theater? Why come you don't come in here and be an actor? You know, do something for the people. And that's how he changed his life. But that won't work anymore. I'm talking about doing something for the people, that's over with. You know what I mean? You stand out here in the corner and talk about doing something for the people, you're not going to get that kind of response. But why did you get it done? 1966, 67, the heartbeat of the movement then. And part of that was the arts, was raising that. Like drum beats, we raise all the time, all the time. And that's what has to be done. That's what has to be done.
Well, thank you, Amiri Baraka.
Okay.
Thank you so much for spending this time with Shogun Mabo.
All right. You know how to get out of here?
Yeah. We know how to call a cab.
Yeah. Yeah.